This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A couple of weeks ago, there was an interesting collision of new media and social media on the front page of one of the icons of mainstream media, the New York Times. Six crowdsourced Instagram pictures of the first of the many blizzards to hit the Northeast this winter wound up on page A1 of the Times. Kind of remarkable, considering Instagram was only founded 4.5 years ago. Of course, it does have 300 million monthly users already, which helps explain why Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, decided to buy Instagram for $1 billion a couple of years ago. The Facebook campus in Menlo Park, deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, was where I sat down with Instagram co-founder Kevin Systrom a couple of weeks ago in a room that, not surprisingly, had enlarged Instagram pictures all over the walls.
This photo was actually, we were on vacation in Mexico, and I decided that I wanted to learn how to make filters. And we took a picture of a dog at a taco stand. And had I known it was going to be the first photo on Instagram, I would have tried a little harder.
That's not even your dog?
That's not even our dog. That's a little, it's actually a stray dog in Mexico. We got to try to track it down.
Totally should. I can't believe you haven't tried to track it down yet. The Instagram we use today is a little bit like the dog in that picture, just a distant memory, because when Kevin Systrom and his co-founder originally came up with the idea, the app was something different. So that is where I started this month's Conversation from the Corner Office. The original thing that you had going on was a check-in app, right?
That's true.
Where you could, if you wanted to, post pictures. And then at some point, a switch flipped in your brain or your co-founder, Mike Krieger's brain, and you said, wait a minute, let's make it a photo app with a check-in if you want to. Is that the basic gist? That is absolutely true.
And someone once described entrepreneurship to me as a series of happy accidents. And initially, we wanted to create a game where you checked in at places and shared where you were. You happened to be able to share a photo. But it turns out all people did was share photos. So like any good entrepreneur, we spotted an opportunity, which was sharing photos. And as soon as we kind of wrapped our head around that, we realized that could be a really powerful platform for expressing yourself, for expressing something about a product or a moment.
The day you flipped the switch and turned this thing on, what were you expecting?
Yeah, my co-founder and I had a bet. And my bet was that we'd have 2,500 users sign up. Yeah. He said 25,000. And I thought to myself, he's crazy. And of course, the first day he was right. So we grew very, very quickly from day one.
What were the stakes in that bet?
The stakes weren't much. We didn't have much. So to be clear, we were sharing a desk, you know, in a pier in San Francisco. So let's just say I bought him a beer.
I'm going to fast forward a little because there's lots to talk about. And you guys went through startup pains and all this. But then one day, Mark Zuckerberg calls and says, I want to give you $1 billion for this company you started 18 months ago. What's that like? What goes through your head when that happens?
Yeah, I've reflected a lot on the history of this company, and there are a bunch of moments that basically don't exist in company's history, period. One is the fact that we started the company with two people and on the first day had 25,000 people sign up. Then the rapid velocity with which the community grew. No other social company has grown this quickly in this way globally. So that's unprecedented. You know, I knew Mark from a long time ago. So it wasn't like one day he just called. It was an ongoing conversation.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, listen, it's a lot of money. But like why we're here is not to focus on money, but instead is to focus on building a business.
For all that you have autonomy within this company, right? That was part of the deal that you made with Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
How squeezed do you feel by not being, in essence, your own boss anymore?
It is a fallacy to think even when you are an entrepreneur that you are your own boss. You've got shareholders then, you've got venture capitalists, you've got employees. That's something every entrepreneur realizes is like you always have a boss. The great news is that my boss happens to be one of the most successful entrepreneurs and social entrepreneurs in the world.
Do you guys have coffee every Tuesday at 9:15? Or I mean, how often do you see him?
He doesn't drink caffeine. So I on the other hand, I'm a caffeine addict.
Ice water. I don't know what runs through his veins.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, we meet a lot. And the awesome thing is it's like two founders meeting, two founders that get to compare notes on how they run their companies. And I feel like I'm learning a lot. And I hope he does too.
Do you wake up in the mornings and go, I am running a cultural phenomenon?
It's funny. I don't think about it too much, but every now and then it'll pop up. So, you know,
and then are you like paralyzed? I mean, what happens?
No, it's just super, you know, gratifying. It's really meaningful to me because you'll be overseas in a bar somewhere random and you'll see people, you know, pull Instagram out on their phone and they're using it in a different language. It's just cool.
And do you tap them on the shoulder and go, hey, that I did that?
I was riding up on a chairlift this weekend and there were two teens on the chairlift talking about how to get famous on Instagram. And I wanted to lean over and tell them how, but I decided to let it go. So,
oh, man.
But it is surreal and I love it.
Yeah. Kevin, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you.